Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 27. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not regard the stubbornness of this people, or their wickedness, or their sin. Remember is an important biblical word, and it's an important word for Lent. When Sundays had names, and in Latin too, rather than just numbers, the second Sunday in Lent was called Reminiscere, remember. In a sense, that is what we do during Lent. We remember. In fact, that is what we do whenever the church gathers for worship. We come to remember all that God has done for us. We are a holy and another people, a community bent on remembering. What is it that we remember? First of all, we remember our sin, the violence of the parliament, the shutting up of the Alleluia, the silencing of or the substitution of something else for the greater Gloria, the very notion of 40 days and 40 nights are all reminders of a penitential focus. Remember, O Lord, your servants, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. What is it that is to be remembered? What is it that Moses calls on these people to recall for their own good? You rebelled against the commandments of the Lord your God. You did not believe in him or obey his voice. Remember, and do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness from the day you came up out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. Those words are no less true of us than they were of Israel. Even though we have been delivered by the blood of the Lamb with whom God has made covenant with us, even though we have been rescued from our Egypt, we all know that resident in us is the old nature, the old rebellious part of us that still provokes the Lord to anger and still does that which is ungodly in his sight. And so during Lent we are called upon to remember our sin, our guilt, our provoking of God to wrath. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. That is the church's business during Lent. But if it were only to remember sin, Lent would indeed be a most depressing time, rather than a springtime, rather than a time for renewal and refreshment. For not only do we remember sin, but much more, we are called on to remember all that God has done for us. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant which he swore to your fathers as at this day. Hear, O Israel, and remember all that God has done. That kind of remembering belongs to us as well. During Lent, we are called on to remember all that God has done in Jesus Christ. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written in the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and spitefully treated, and he will be put to death. And the third day, he will rise again. We hear it repeatedly in the great anamnesis of the church's liturgy. Therefore, remembering his whole work of redemption, his conception and birth, his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, and looking for his coming again, the church remembers Jesus Christ, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, that he bore our sins in his body to the tree, that we might die to sin and live unto righteousness. We remember Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Do this in remembrance of me. Eat the body broken. Drink the blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Remember Jesus Christ, descended from David, proclaimed in the gospel. Now, those two kinds of remembering are activities that we as Christians do. Prompted, of course, by the Holy Spirit, goaded by the law, we remember our sins. Impelled by the gospel, we remember all that God has done in Jesus Christ. But there is a third kind of remembering, a remembering that belongs only to those people who have the audacity in Christ to call God Father. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For God's sake, God, remember. We have the audacity to call on God to remember and to count all that he has done. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God. You're the one who made the covenant with them, and you're the one who has, through them, brought the covenant to us, that in Abraham's seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. God, you're the one who brought them out of Egypt. Do you want the nations around here to say that you were not able to deliver the promises you made? God, do you want them to assert that you brought us out here because you hate us, so that you might slay us? Come on, God. They are your people and your heritage, whom you brought out with a great power and by an outstretched arm. Here is that holy audacity of God's people to call God to account for his promises. And we do it nonetheless. We call on God. God, for God's sake, remember. You're the one who sent Jesus Christ into the world. You're the one who was pleased to bruise him. You're the one who delivered him up for our offenses. You're the one who abandoned him on the cross. You're the one who damned him for our sins. You're the one who raised him from the dead. You're the one who promised that repentance and remission of sins should be proclaimed in his name. God, for your sake, for God's sake, God, remember your promise and give us that which you have promised us. God, have a holy and omniscient for us, for Jesus' sake, and treat us with holy amnesia. Do not regard the stubbornness of this people, or their wickedness, or their sin. Note there was no attempt to whitewash stubbornness, wickedness, sin. The people of God have that. But they are bold to say, God, forget it. When you remember what you have done for us, God, you must forget our sin and put it all behind us. Now that kind of audacity is not made of the stuff of our arrogance. It is rather made of the stuff of our baptism. Buried with Christ by baptism, we have been raised with him to newness of life, to a new relationship with God, to the ability to approach him as children, with boldness, with confidence. In the language of Romanistry, remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my many transgressions, but according to the abundance of your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. For God's sake, God, remember. Remember us still. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.